This is a generation that has a very rare opportunity to make change because, one, it's an angry generation.
Typical of youth, isn't it?
Well, it is typical. So that's that. But then also it has opportunities that didn't exist, you know, before, as defined by social media, but not limited to. So I say that at no other point in history has more power belonged to the led than the leader.
So you're concerned with youth and what they can offer as agents of change. Give our listeners practical examples that demonstrate this readiness.
Well, I mean, there are multiple examples. One would be Nigeria's fuel subsidy removal.
That was two years ago.
So it wasn't that. But you must also remember that when our president got missing in 2010, President Yar'Adua, young people went out on the streets. You've got huge election participation and mobilization campaign 2011 to, you know, the things that are happening in 2015. And so people are learning to exercise their rights and their voices as citizens. But you must also remember that this is a generation that was, I mean, I was born in 1985 under military dictatorship of General Ibrahim Babangida. I came into my own under General Sani Abacha, who was such a ruthless dictator. So we haven't really had experience with making our voices heard and letting our voices count. And so even if these opportunities come 2 years at a time, it is a huge difference from what it was a decade ago. And the belief is that as citizens continue to understand how important their voices are, and as we begin to exercise our democratic muscles, so to speak, we will begin to get even bigger responses and even bigger outcomes.
But what will you say to those who say this is quite an ambitious goal? Most of the young people are unemployed.
Yes.
They feel isolated from their government and don't engage enough on pertinent issues.
Absolutely. That's my life's work, you know, in terms of the platforms that we've created, the media platforms, Why Niger, the magazine and all of that, are all focused on helping young people understand the power of their voice. You know, people talk about the Arab Spring, Tunisia and Egypt, especially in Tunisia, for instance. It was a small group of people already driving these issues beforehand, many of them using tools of technology that finally precipitated a mass uprising. I mean, you know, so there was already a groundswell of activity that, you know, that the eventual mass uprising connected with. So society isn't changed because every single person is involved. Society changes because you form a critical mass of people who lead the change. And so what is happening, in my opinion, is that we are slowly but steadily achieving that mass momentum. Again, it will not happen in 5 or 10 years. That's not how societies evolve, you know. It will happen over time. Hopefully, because of the tools that we have now, our cycle will be shorter than the historical cycles. But I'm confident that as long as democracy subsists, as long as we have free markets, you know, we have free enterprise and we have an atmosphere for creativity to flourish and for citizen-led action to evolve, it will happen.
Now, Chude, you're very optimistic. What will you say to that young Nigerian listening to you and thinking or saying to themselves, look, Chude can afford to sit there. He's privileged and, you know, can afford to do this. I don't know where my next meal is going to come from. I can't afford to do what he's asking
yes,
of me.
Absolutely. I completely identify with that. If any young person, any young Nigerian has no hope or faith in the country, he's perfectly justified because the country hasn't fulfilled its responsibilities to its young people. However, I, for instance, didn't come out of wealth. You know, I grew up in one of the so-called slums in Lagos called Ijesha. My father lost his job when I was in primary school. I could barely pay my school fees. You know, I have no connections, no networks, none of those things that they claim that you need to have to survive in Nigeria. And so my message to that young person, and it has constantly been my message for years, is that it is unfairly hard on the young person because he's not responsible for where Nigeria is at the moment. However, if other young people can find a way to create wealth, to make an impact, to make their voices heard, it means it is possible. And any young person, anywhere from Damaturu to Asaba to Oniocha to Ikerekiti, can take inspiration from that.